There for 5 minutes and you're safe.
This is Lee David, a World Series of Poker 2014. I made a break at a 1500. I've just rescued Mickey Peterson from the awful dialogue of Dominic Nish. Mickey, how's it going?
It's going great. Overall, it's been like a fun summer. And we're playing this 1500 and I'm off to a good start. And the main event is coming up soon, so it's pretty good.
So what's your series been like? Are you up? Are you down? Are you indifferent?
I am up, but I'm only up because of people like Dominic. Basically, I've done really well in swaps.
Right.
And I had some money on Phil Ivey and Daniel winning a bracelet.
Okay.
So that worked out too here yesterday. Other than that, though, I have 113, and that's another cash, and that's it. So it's been pretty bad in terms of caches, but actually, yeah, swaps and stuff have been going well.
We've got the world's biggest tournament going on at the moment. 7 players left, all playing for a top prize of $15 million. Is that something you aspire to be? Do you aspire to be in that game one day?
In the one drop? I guess the short answer is no. That's not to say it wouldn't be fun if like an opportunity came up or something like that, but it's not like an immediate like the next step. Like I'd like to play in some of the 100K high rollers right here or something like that. But the one drop is not in my plan. No.
You're quite young, so I want to ask you the question: Do you think about future and what life's going to be like, or are you just more concerned about enjoying yourself and making some money?
I do think about what the future is going to be like, but at the same time, I've just found something that I'm really passionate about doing and that I can make okay money doing. And as long as these conditions are going to be there, I'm not going to think too much far ahead. Now, obviously, if the games gets much harder, or like people just get better than me, yeah, then I would have to reconsider. But for right now, I'm really happy just doing this and working from home and traveling around and stuff. It's awesome.
And when you're not playing poker, which is a lot of the time, what do you do? What do you do in your spare time? I know you have a girlfriend. And what do you do together?
I actually don't have a girlfriend anymore.
Oh,
but that's, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, no, we're still good friends. I live in London, so I spend quite a bit of time there. That's always where, whenever I'm not traveling around, that's where I go for downtime, and it's where I get to play online most of the time, too. It's really hard to say, because even when I'm not playing poker, a lot of the time is traveling around to these things. So a lot of it is like hanging out with the people, like Dominic, that you meet here, and like the friendships that you make. I've been pretty good this summer, actually, about not doing all poker and like taking more days off. Like, my first couple of years, I felt like I had to play every single day, and I just don't really feel like that anymore, so that's great.
And there's me dropping the big bombshell with a girlfriend thing. Sorry about that, Mickey. I'm so behind the times with these things, you know?
It's okay. If you don't follow that stuff, and like, we have an update on social media or anything, so I guess it's hard to follow.
And how important are your friends and people like Dominic and Andrew Teng did really well just recently?
Yeah. It's obviously really important, like, both in terms of like, well, now it was like financially important because I had a good swap with Dominic, but also just in terms of like having people to hang out with when you bust. Like, someone's always doing great. Like, me and David are having like pretty bad summers as far as results go, and then, you know, Dominic and Andrew will have some great results. Bayer had like a really big score in the Monster yesterday. It's great, and if you surround yourself with these people who are successful, I really do believe that like that matters a lot. You have them to, you know, it both helps your poker, like your poker game, and also like off the tables. So
helps you in life as well.
Yeah, I think so.
You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time
with. That's what people say. Yeah, I think there is a certain amount of truth to that.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'm not like a fifth dumb.
Here's a million-dollar question: if you are the sum of the five people you were supposed to be, what part of Dom do you want?
Well, it definitely has to be his. Probably just his ability to win flips, I guess.
Mickey, thanks a lot for joining us, and sorry for screwing up the girlfriend thing, but thanks a lot.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Thank you.